Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. We're in 1 Samuel chapter 21, and I want you to turn your attention to verse 1. David goes to a place called Nob, to Ahimelech the priest. Nob is located 5 miles or less southeast of Saul's home in Gibeah. When Ahimelech sees David coming, Ahimelech is trembling. He's afraid. He, in all likelihood, knows who David is, knows what David's role is in King Saul's kingdom, that he was a warrior and a leader of 1,000. So it surprises Ahimelech that David is seemingly by himself. We come to learn that David has picked up a few men to go with him who are very possibly hiding out at this time. But right here, David is alone, and this perplexes Ahimelech to the point that he possibly thinks David is there as a threat to him. And to all of this, David responds, "The king has charged me with a matter and said to me, 'Let no one know anything of the matter about which I send you and with which I have charged you.'" Now, up until this point, David's words and actions have been spot on. He has been blameless, sparkling, and pure. So much so that in chapter 20, David asked Jonathan, "What have I done wrong? What is my sin that your father is hunting me down for?" Think about what David could have said. He could have told Jonathan, "Your dad is crazy. He's nuts. What is wrong with that lunatic?" But David doesn't do that. He examines his own heart. He is humble. But here in chapter 21, David is in a desperate situation. He is the one who marched out in front of Goliath with no armor and no fear. He is the one who had been relying on the Lord at every turn. He has had victory after victory, and yet has remained faithful and humble. But this pressure is so great upon him that instead of turning to God who has led him thus far, David turns to deception. We can ask why he does this. Does he do this as a means of protecting Ahimelech? Does he do it as a means to protect himself, to grease the wheels on Ahimelech's heart so that he can get what he's going to request? We can't be real sure, but we do know that King Saul did not send David on a secret mission. David is being deceitful. The pressure, the turmoil of the situation turns this young man desperate, and he tries to use deception to get what he wants. And here are two things that we must understand about David. Yes, he was a man after God's own heart, but he was also a man from the dirt. He had feet of clay. Anxiety, panic, pressures, they got to him. And this is actually one of the beautiful transparencies of the Word of God. David is not held up for us as an example to follow in and of himself. The Bible does not hide from us the reality of David's humanity. The second thing we learn is that past faithfulness is not a guarantee of future faithfulness. Out of all the people we've encountered so far in our studies, who has seen God move and provide and deliver as much as David has? Who has the backlog of events and history of God's faithfulness and deliverance? It's David. David, the shepherd boy, raised up above his brothers. David, toe-to-toe with Goliath. David, who has killed his tens of thousands. David, who has been blessed with the king's daughter. David, who has escaped the spear. David, who has seen the Spirit very actively protect him from Saul's lynchmen and Saul himself. And here at this point in chapter 21, seemingly forgets it all, or at least does not think God can handle this current situation of desperation. My friend, don't ever think that great spiritual progress, great spiritual victories from the past are guarantees on your faithfulness to the Lord in the future. There must be a daily, hourly, day-by-day clinging to the Lord. So listen to me. You must admit every day that when you get up, before you hit the ground running, you must admit and confess that no matter what happened yesterday, that you don't have what it takes to get through today. There is no such thing as spiritual coasting, that you need to rely on the Lord fresh today. Proverbs 8:34, "Blessed is the one who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting beside my doors." As you pray today, please remember Brandon Lingle and his family, our missionaries in Thailand. And also remember the Kekchi LifeWord broadcast, heard throughout Guatemala.